Hey guys, and welcome to the Sober as Shit podcast. I am Brandy and I am your host.
Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to start off by saying, how's your New Year's going so far? If you're like me, it's probably started off pretty much the same way that any other day does. To be honest, like, it's 2018 and all I can say is thank God, thank goodness, thank whatever that I have started this new year off sober and continuing my recovery, because without that, I would not know what to do. And I bring that up because on January 2nd, I went to pick up my kids from the San Francisco Bay Area, and it's about a 6 to 8 hour drive from Orange County to the Bay Area, depending on traffic. And so going there to pick up the kids, I had no issue. Like, I was just cruising and I was having these thoughts and I was thinking in my head, because like my episode from Cher, I was interviewed by Omar, who was an amazing guy, like such a huge privilege to be on there. But it sparked this thought in my head that I'm an alcoholic, but what does that truly mean? Like, sure, I label myself an alcoholic. I probably should not drink alcoholic beverages because one is never enough and 1,000 is way too many. But try telling me that when I'm drinking and I would never listen to you. But it also kind of segued into the thought that lately I've been really struggling with sugar, and I've been using the excuse, well, it's the holidays and I'm stressed and I would rather eat sugar than like drink, which is 100% true. But I had mentioned on a past episode that how, like, since I've been overdoing the sugar, that it's been also spurning these thoughts of bulimia and anorexia, and how, like, I've been struggling with the whole body image, body dysmorphia, feeling fat is what it comes down to. And so yeah, it made me think, it's like when I'm eating sugar, I can't stop at like one little tiny piece of candy. Like, that is not enough. And you know what that reminds me of? It's like with alcohol. I can't have one beer without having 500. That's an exaggeration, but you get my point. And I can't have one piece of candy without eventually consuming like an entire bag of candy. Like, that is my thought process. Like, one is never enough and 20,000 is way too many. Like, it's that way for alcohol. And apparently it's that way for candy as well. So my whole new year, I've been like spouting off how like I want to be more self-care, more self-aware. I want to watch what I'm eating, watch the sugar. And you know what? Just saying that mantra in my head has been helping so very much. Because you know what? I want to stop letting sugar control my life. They say that sugar is 10 times more addicting than like cocaine. I've never done cocaine, but I have done sugar, and in my experience, sugar like has the same control, if not more, over my life that alcohol does and did. I say does mainly because I'm an alcoholic. I'm never cured. It's always lingering in the background. I heard a saying that said, alcohol is always patient. It's cunning, baffling, powerful, and patient. Meaning, just because I didn't drink yesterday, and just because I didn't drink for the past 750-something days doesn't mean I'm not going to drink tomorrow. It's a patient disease. It's never cured. It's always lingering. And it's just waiting for the perfect moment to go, hey, drink me. So yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, so now I'm sitting here with sugar and I'm having the same thoughts and the same feelings of powerlessness and unmanageable, because it's not realistic that I keep eating so much sugar. Like, my pants don't like it. I don't like it. Nobody likes it. And then, like, I start trying to go off of the sugar and it's like the same fucking shit. Like, oh my God, detox. Like, I'm crabby. I'm angry. All I want to do is eat sugar. And that's not okay. Like, I do not like this feeling. Like, just 100% honest. This fucking sucks. So what am I doing? I'm not going cold turkey off of sugar, because I have recently discovered that when I tried to go cold turkey off of sugar, I couldn't be around anybody. And since I have two kids, that's not actually feasible. I have to be around my kids. They want to eat. I enjoy my kids. I enjoy spending time with them. And I don't want to be like snapping at them all day like a turtle. So I'm moderating off. For me, that means I have stopped doing added sugar no like fructose or any of that crap, and I'm just sticking to like honey and paleo style things right now. And that's what I'm going to go with for about a week or so. And then I'll just stop to do fruit, and then hopefully I'll be off of the like unnatural sugar, and hopefully I will feel better. All we can do is try, right? So yeah, I wanted to talk about that briefly because I know it's this huge thing in recovery because everybody like struggles with this. I don't regret my decision of like going to sugar after alcohol. My only regret is that I wish I wouldn't have been so willing. Like I wish I would have had more defenses knowing that like sugar is legal. There's really not that harmful of side effects other than like getting diabetes and all this crap, which is huge. Like that's actually huge effects. But like in my head, it was a lesser evil because I wasn't going to lose my kidney or whatever. But bottom line, it can actually cause serious side effects. So anywho, leading on. So that's how my new year has began. And then as I was driving back from the Bay Area, I got a speeding ticket. And I mentioned this because I haven't had one in quite a few years, like over 5 years. And what it amazed me is like when I got pulled over, like I didn't have to scramble about in my car hiding any alcohol. I didn't have to worry about like popping breath mints or worse, eating garlic in hopes that I can disguise my breath. I didn't have to worry about turning around and making sure that my kids were properly buckled in, which they always were, but there's always that weird fear. Like when I was drinking, I was constantly paranoid. So yeah, I got pulled over. He walked up and I got a ticket. And you know what? It's okay. Like it sucks getting a ticket, but I didn't have to worry about alcohol. I didn't have to worry about drugs. I didn't have to worry about anything more serious than getting a speeding ticket. And that is the miracle of sobriety because that means I can handle getting a speeding ticket. I can handle contesting it or whatever else I want to do in regards to it. And I'm sober. I'm 100% aware of it. I'm not going to forget about it. And I can handle it because I'm sober. And there's like no other repercussions other than like the typical repercussions of getting a speeding ticket. So yeah, huge. Because like 2.5 years ago, that would never have happened. Like I probably would have went to jail and like had a big, huge ordeal because I would have been drinking or had been drinking at some point during the day. So yes. Sobriety is fucking amazing, and I'm super grateful. And then the final subject of the podcast is because we're starting off the new year, and everybody's on this healthy kick of like the dry January or how they want to get healthier and happier and blah, 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 kombucha. So I am a kombucha drinker, and now kombucha is kind of like this drink that some alcoholics in recovery will be like, you cannot drink kombucha because it is fermented tea. Now, they might also say you can't eat kimchi, you can't eat soy sauce, etc., because they are also fermented. Now, for me, I look for specific brands of kombucha, which is like the Brew Doctor by Townshend's Tea House. It's an Oregon-based company. And I've never had an issue with that. But I was talking to somebody yesterday and it reminded me that like this is kind of a tricky topic because it's a preference and it can be kind of triggering. So for me, when I started drinking kombucha, I waited until I was over the 1 year mark because I didn't want to put my sobriety at risk. I wanted to make sure I had lots of tools in my tool chest and I wanted to make sure I was at a safe place where I wasn't just drinking kombucha to try and find that weird buzzed feeling, which according to everything I've read, you cannot get drunk off of kombucha, but I'm an alcoholic, so I tried to get drunk off of everything. So I wanted to make sure none of that was a factor and that I was only wanting to drink kombucha for the health benefits and for a kind of a treat. So now when I drink a kombucha, I don't drink it every day. I don't drink more than one. And like I drink it for the enjoyment and for the taste. I don't drink it to get drunk. I don't drink it to try to get drunk. Like, it's just a drink. It's like drinking sparkling water for me, except for with more flavoring, and I don't like juice. So it's kind of like my juice, but with beneficial bacteria and such. So kombucha has typically 0.5% or less of alcohol by volume. And Some brands have little black stickers. GT Synergy does. And that means it has more alcohol than the 0.5%, and it's considered an alcoholic beverage. I like Dr. Brew or Brew Doctor mainly because it claims it's non-alcoholic. When I open the cap, I always sniff it because I have found with a few other brands that if I smell it, some of them just smell off and I know, oh yeah, I'm not going to drink that shit because it smells like alcohol and I'm going to pour it out because I'm not trying to drink alcohol. I'm trying to drink a little bit of fermented tea, which is delicious and healthy. Alcohol kills me. So I have to be mindful of those things. And I just wanted to share that quick little tidbit for you guys. Hope you guys have a fabulous start of your week. And thank you so much for listening. It's been a great start of the new year. I'm hoping to continue my path of posting every week. Life happens. I am a mom of two kids. I do try to still dabble in real estate. I do try to volunteer, and I am committed to my 12-step recovery program. So I have a lot going on, so sometimes I miss out. Whatever the case, I will chat with you guys soon. Thanks for listening.